Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Day away from transfer of power.
The world's going to see the Constitution and democracy of our country work.
Capitol invader charged in Pelosi laptop theft.
With plans to get the device into the hands of Russia's intelligence service.
President prepares to issue pardons.
The name Donald Trump was not expected to make the list.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a major test of American security. Tomorrow's inauguration of Joe Biden as the nation's 46th president. Washington, D.C. is a fortress nearly 2 weeks after the attack on the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has the latest on what authorities are trying to do to head off any possible trouble.
Federal investigators are focusing on extremist groups that may have scoped out the Capitol and trained for the assault on January 6th. Police arrested 22-year-old Riley June Williams of Pennsylvania. Court papers allege Williams took a laptop or hard drive from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office when she stormed the Capitol. A former romantic partner told the FBI that Williams intended to send the computer device to a friend in Russia, who then planned to sell the device to SVR, Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service, but the transfer fell through for unknown reasons. Thousands of National Guard troops are patrolling the city. The FBI is now vetting all Guard members, even though Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said there is no intelligence indicating an insider threat.
The FBI is investigating the funding of the January 6th pro-Trump rally from both domestic and foreign sources, including mysterious Bitcoin transfers of $500,000 from overseas to people supporting the event. Inauguration preparations for Joe Biden are in their final phases, and CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us the process of forming a government is beginning now.
Today, Senate confirmation hearings will start for five of his cabinet picks to lead the Departments of State, Treasury, Defense, and Homeland Security, along with the Director of National Intelligence. In her opening remarks obtained by CBS News, Secretary of Treasury nominee Janet Yellen will call for major financial actions now to prevent a long-term scarring of the economy later. Last night, President Trump issued a proclamation that would lift COVID-related travel restrictions for much of Europe and Brazil, places where the virus is still spreading. The Biden administration quickly rejected the move.
Garth Brooks has been added to the list of entertainers who will perform at the Biden inauguration.
This is not a political statement. This is a statement of unity. This is history, and it's an honor to get to serve.
Brooks says it's a chance to help the country heal. Some critics have attacked his decision to be part of the inauguration on social media. CBS's Ben Tracy says we expect Donald Trump to wield an important power of his presidency on the final full day of his term, issuing pardons and commutations.
Sources here at the White House tell us that President Trump could issue up to 100 of them. Now, it's not entirely clear who will be receiving them, but Mr. Trump's former political aide Steve Bannon and personal attorney Rudy Giuliani could be on the list. So far, President Trump has actually used his clemency powers far less than President George W. Bush or President Obama, who the day before he left office pardoned or commuted the sentences of 330 people, mostly low-level drug offenders with mandatory sentences. But unlike them, President Trump insists he has the power to pardon himself. That would be a controversial move and an admission of guilt that could anger Senate Republicans who are jurors in his impeachment trial.
1 year ago today, the first coronavirus case was reported in the U.S. A lot has changed since. The American death toll from the virus is likely to shoot past 400,000 today. CBS's David Begno.
There are vaccine super sites popping up all over the country wherever there's room. Cases and hospitalizations are on the decline nationally. But with more infectious variants spreading in at least 20 different states right now, don't expect cases to drop too low, warns infectious disease expert Michael Osterholm.
This is what I think is extremely concerning and why this race we have between the virus and the variants and the vaccine administration right now is so critical.
Getting the vaccine to underserved communities is also critical, and that is what Dr. Richard Bates is doing here in Michigan. Usually twice a week, Dr. Bates loads a cooler full of vaccines in his pickup truck, and he drives about 2.5 hours north to a hospital in rural Alpena, where they're immediately administered. That's because the Alpena facility doesn't have the freezers that are needed to store the vials. So from the moment he drops them off, they have 5 days to use them.
I needed to be there for the clinic. It's my community, and I'll go.
A police officer was shot and killed during an hours-long standoff in Toledo, Ohio. The suspect was wounded in the exchange of gunfire. The city's police chief says the officer was a 24-year-old father who had been on the force for 2.5 years. In New York City, dozens were arrested during a Black Lives Matter protest outside City Hall on MLK Day. Police say 10 officers were injured in exchanges with protesters. Now to Houston, where doctors and nurses who went to work at the Heights Hospital yesterday found locked doors and a note saying the tenant owed $1 million in rent. Dr. Felicity Mack and others treated some patients in the parking lot.
We were told we are not allowed in the building anymore. We've called owners, management, title company. No one's really giving us any answers.
European aviation officials say the Boeing 737 MAX will be okayed to resume flights there next week. Canadian approval was given yesterday, a few weeks after the first U.S. flights. It turns out for one man, an airport was not just a place to catch a plane.
Passport? Shades of the 2004 film The Terminal.
I am delayed a long time.
But instead of Tom Hanks playing a stateless, stranded foreigner, Californian Aditya Singh says he was so terrified of catching COVID on his return flight that he hid in a secured area of O'Hare Airport for 3 months until he was caught this past weekend. Former NTSB investigator Ben Coleman.
All levels of safety have been breached when someone can remain in a secure area for that long.
A concern shared by the judge who released Singh on $1,000 bail, provided he avoids the airport. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A new incentive might appeal to some people who might be interested in getting the coronavirus vaccine.
D.C. Marijuana Justice is planning to offer free bags of pot to people who roll up a shirt sleeve in the name of protecting themselves and others against the coronavirus. The group says its Joints for Jabs will help them celebrate a momentous occasion. It says dozens of home growers will lawfully distribute the cannabis outside vaccination centers as soon as shots are offered to the general public. Both medical and recreational pot are legal in Washington, but not on federal property. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In Beaverton, Oregon, police say a man stole a running car from a grocery store parking lot. When he discovered a 40-year-old child in the back, he went back to the store, yelled at the owner of the car, a woman, for leaving the child alone, then took off again. The car was found later. Police are still hunting the suspect. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.